And welcome to the Rick House. This is the Stomp the Steep podcast. I'm your host, Cyrus Farmer, and we are coming to you from the beautiful island of St. Kitts. We are going to be getting into a lot of information today, so just wanted to let you know some of the things we're going to be covering. Obviously, we'll be covering our time here in St. Kitts and in Nevis. We'll be talking about the golf course, the Royal St. Kitts Golf Club. And we'll also be talking about what are you drinking tonight, very popular feature. But first, wanted to open with, the NBA starting its preseason. I was thinking about LeBron, and I kind of had a funny question come to mind. When you think about LeBron James, he's probably, arguably, one the greatest player, or at least one of the top three greatest players of all time. And what's interesting to me is that he's probably going to retire as a Laker and probably not be one of the top five all-time Lakers, which I thought was very strange. I mean, you don't find that very often. I mean, I know Michael Jordan went to the Wizards at the end of his career. Would you consider him an all-time great Wizard? Maybe, probably, who knows? But with LeBron being so prominent and having such a sizable piece of his career going to be ending up in Los Angeles, I thought it was a little strange that he wouldn't be the top five. Now, that top five, it's different. Depends on who you ask. Everyone has their own opinions, but, you know, top five obviously wouldn't be complete without Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and probably Shaq and or Kobe. So that's a very hard top five to get into. But it did remind me of another person who joined the Lakers late in their career. They played about the same amount of time, and they kind of had a similar impact as far as I'm concerned. Both won one championship with the Lakers. They're both all-time greats, considered at the time and after their retirement. So the person I would compare LeBron to would be Wilt Chamberlain. Now, LeBron, he's spent so far six seasons with the Lakers. He's been in the playoffs four times. His average per game is 27 points per game. His playoff average is 26 points per game. And LeBron is remarkably consistent. He has 8 assists per game during the regular season and 7.9 rebounds, let's say 8 rebounds per game during the regular season. Wilt, he spent 5 seasons with the Lakers, made the playoffs all 5 seasons. He averaged 17 points a game during the regular season, but 15.8 points a game during the playoffs. Obviously, it's a different game, but Wilt averaged 4.3 assists during the regular season and 19.2 rebounds per game during the regular season. During the playoffs, those numbers changed. His assists went down 3.6 per game, but during the playoffs, his rebounds went up 22.3 per game. And again, they were both champions and they were both a finals MVP. I just thought that was kind of an interesting comparison. When you look at LeBron and you start to see, you know, the finish line coming for his career. He's had a wonderful career, obviously. He's an all-time, if not the greatest player in the history of the NBA. But it is strange to me that he's going to have a little trouble, unless something happens in the next couple of years, getting into that Laker all-time top five. Anyway, so to St. Kitts and Nevis. I want to talk a little bit about the golf course. The Royal St. Kitts Golf Club. Now, I want to tell you, this place is not in the best shape. This is off season right now. So we're in October, first 10 days of October. So greens were browning. They were growing some. There was grass seed on some of the greens. The bunkers weren't in great shape. A little shallow, not much sand. Fairways were pretty good. Tee boxes were pretty good. But I will tell you, as a layout, unbelievable. I'm going to be posting some of the holes, especially along the back nine that run along the Atlantic. Just really, really, really nice, playable, picturesque golf holes. I think you'll really, really enjoy them. Now, in Nevis, there is a golf course that is a part of the Four Seasons. I did not get a chance to play that, but I will the next time I come back. But as far as the Royal St. Kitts Golf Club, complete definitely worth hitting anytime you're here in St. Kitts, especially if you're here during the high season when the course is going to be at its peak as far as conditions. It is really, really a fun, playable course. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, as far as the islands of St. Kitts and Nevis themselves, I got to tell you, one of the first things that comes to mind when we got here, the water, it is not the clearest you'll ever see. It is not the bluest you'll ever see. It's a little more, has kind of a bluish green tint, almost more of a turquoise quality. But I will say this, it is so temperate. It's not bathtub water warm, but when you get in the water, it is refreshing. And that's in the best sense of the term. And it's not refreshing in the sense that you have to brace yourself because it's cold and then you adjust. No. It's cool and refreshing. The only time you ever have to brace yourself in the water out here is probably like 6 o'clock in the morning. And then you dive in once and you feel good. But it is so refreshing all day. I don't know if it's this time of year. I don't know if the water's like this all the time. But in the first 10 days of October, every single day we went in the water, incredibly refreshing. It's been awesome. Now, sand, brown sand. High quality sand though, very, very comfortable. You did notice that in Nevis, at least where we went, in Penny Beach, it's an area called Penny Beach, it's right near the Four Seasons. I guess I would say the sand was still the same quality, but one of the things we noticed is there were more rocks along Penny Beach than we found almost any beach that we've been to in St. Kitts, whether it's here at our hotel, the Marriott, or whether it's the beach at Reggae Beach, or whether it's the beach at Friars Bay. There's very, very, very few rocks once the water breaks, once you get into the water, whereas in that little section of Penny Beach in Nevis, there were rocks right after you get about ankle deep and it drops off into the water. Very uncomfortable, not so much fun. But the water was still great. The Caribbean Sea, which is where Nevis is a little calmer. The Atlantic is where St. Kitts faces, most of St. Kitts, and that is that's a little rougher, but even still, it's not too rough to swim. You don't get a whole lot of snorkeling in the areas we were in because the sand kicks up so much. But as far as swimming, splashing around in the water, it was fantastic. Let's see. I will say this. I am an idiot. I have been calling. Now, I don't know if some of you have seen, but we posted some social videos where I was at Sunshine's bar in Nevis and drinking something I call the bee sting. I'm an idiot. The actual name of the drink is the Killer Bee. So forgive us, Sunshine, for getting that wrong for so long. The Killer Bee is their powerful concoction. It's basically like a Nevis version of Long Island iced tea. They're very smooth, they're very, very strong. If you have more than one, they say that you'll be in trouble. And you won't know you're in trouble until after the fact. But it is completely, completely worth checking out. Sunshine's Bar in Nevis, it is on Penny Beach, and Sunshine himself was gracious enough to come over, let us try some of his moonshine in addition to the Killer Bee, and we can't thank him and his staff enough. They were fantastic. So, one of the things that I love about the people of St. Kitts and Nevis is that you will find them to be very hospitable, very polite, unfailingly polite, but they do not suffer fools 1 minute. It is fascinating. You go to some cultures, in and around the Caribbean, Aruba for an example, some Asian cultures, you'll find the same thing, where the people who are so dependent on tourism, whether they work in a hotel or whether they drive a taxi, are so ingratiating to the guests, to the foreigners, to the point to where you feel like, well, they don't need to be this friendly because this guy's being an asshole, right? Not the case in St. Kitts. If you're an asshole to St. Kitts, the people or person you're being an asshole to will just remain silent. They'll probably give you a little bit of a look like, and stay polite. But you'll know that they know you're being an asshole. That's a great quality. I love that about the people of St. Kitts and Nevis. Another thing, the cab drivers, the bellmen, the people in local bar or rum shack, they almost all know so much history about both St. Kitts and Nevis, but the Caribbean in general. It's really a wealth of education. It's very impressive. I would come back to St. Kitts and Nevis largely because of the people. The water is great. The beach is good, really good. The food is fantastic. But the people, to me, truly, truly give this double set of islands its real value and worth. So there is St. Kitts and Nevis. Finally, I have a question for you folks. What are you drinking tonight? Well, I can tell you myself, I am drinking something called Old Road Rum. Now, this is a rum that is part of the oldest distillery in the Caribbean or the Caribbean. It dates back to 1681. They offer tours of this place if you're here on St. Kitts. And Old Road, it is 80 proof. They just recently started producing again, not at the original distillery. They have a site that's on the other side of the island, and they produce their rum from there. Now, I can tell you, it is 80 proof. Allegedly, it is 12 years old. I say allegedly because I think Old World Rum has only been in business for a little while. It just started re-bottling rum, so it makes you wonder where they're getting it from. But I will say it's very smooth. At 80 proof, it better be. And it's got a nice spice. It kind of reminds you a little bit of a slightly less complex version of the Brugal 1888, if you've ever had that. So, Old World Rum, they have a fantastic logo, by the way. I mean, this logo, they have it in black and white and white and black. But this logo, as simple as it gets, but beautiful, gorgeous. The font, the color scheme, it is really, really well done. So, that's the show for today. Guys, don't forget, like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your enemies. We will be back next week for you, stateside, giving you more new content that I think you'll actually enjoy and get quite a bit out of. So until then, this is Cyrus Farmer. This is the Stomp the Tea Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to like. And as always, we will see you on the first tee.